Oh, you know what? That'll be pretty standard of the year. The nights we win probably aren't quite as good as you think, and when we lose, we won't be as bad as you think. But really good in the first. The positives were that they had three, you know, extended D-zone coverage shifts on our end of the ice. And, you know, there's always, you're always looking to end those cycles early, but we never got that far out of whack that we didn't have somebody in the shooting lane and we didn't have somebody tight in front of the net. Our gaps were pretty good there. But we gave Pav a chance to be big, and that's what he had to be. That's a big team. They're as big as we are anyway. And so the things that we didn't like about our game, we didn't hate about our game, which is a positive. I mean, that's, they got some zone time on us that we didn't like, but I don't know. I thought we managed it pretty well.
Can you give us an update on Evander Kane?
No, I can't. So, but I will have a better idea by this afternoon. So we got to wait for all the tests to come back.
Well, Michael Frolik wasn't out there today.
Just maintenance. You know, I mean, it's no different almost than training camp right now with those guys. We're going to get them, keep them as healthy as we can.
You don't expect to have Evander this weekend at all? Or?
I don't know, but my expectation is no. I would not list him as day-to-day right now, and we'll go from there.
See Michael Hutchinson on the weekend at all with a back-to-back scenario?
Well, you can see him right now. He's here. And there's that would be something that we would have considered. So the reason that I don't go for is I haven't talked to anybody about it yet. So we don't sit with the goalies and say, here's the month, and this might happen, this might happen. So Pav's going tomorrow. We'll announce that, and we'll make a decision on that.
Might it depend on his workload?
That's a possibility. You know, we had a pretty good talk about that. I mean, what are the things that go into the decision that you're going to make on your goaltender? How long does the backup sit out then if he doesn't go? But it's early and your goalie's fresh and we got 4 days off in between, so there's not a fatigue issue. There shouldn't be one at that time. So those are all the things that we'll factor in and we'll make that decision. But like all these things, you know, you might as well get through the game, the next game first before you have to make that call because it just changes all the time. Right?
Shifley, and what do you like about Bufflin on that line?
So that would be, you know, one of the lines to play with all summer that I thought there would be some, you've got great speed. With Evander there, they look a certain way. But you do sit there and wonder, I mean, how much speed does one line need, right? And Buff is a lot quicker than he looks. He's just so big sometimes that you don't realize how fast he's moving down the wall. But Buff really has the ability to hang on to the puck. So now you've got, you know, Mark's good at that too. But Buff can really hang on to it. So now they're going to buy those guys a little bit more time to get into holes, to move off people, you know, and then you get, that's a big line. I mean, it got bigger, actually. So I like that line a lot.
Is that Hellstrom going to slip into that spot?
We're still kicking all that around.
Power play didn't score last night, but yeah. Did you like what it was able to generate?
Yeah, there's going to be... nights it doesn't go in, and you have to assess it for, did you get enough looks at the net? Rang a post and on the 4-on-3. I liked it, and I'm not worried about our power play, even on stretches. If it'll do just that, maintain momentum, give you some chances at the net, they're going to go in, you're going to feel good about that. But it's more about your bench feeling, because your best offensive players go out on your power play, your bench feeling that you're getting some action off it, and I liked what we got off it.
Thoughts on Adam Lowry's first game?
You're good. You know, I thought the things that we were hoping to have happen for him, he can do. And just in terms of positionally, he's real solid and he's big and strong. But you can't explain to a guy how fast this game gets between exhibition and regular season. And he's going to get another test tomorrow night because this game's actually going to get faster on him. So, you know, some things about, you know, how much time he had with the puck in our zone when he was making a play. You knew he was doing the right thing. He was going in the right direction with it. And then it got closed off on him a couple of times. So those are things that they learned that you can't explain it because exhibition hockey is nowhere near as fast as the regular season.
Did you watch the Sharks the other night against
yep.
LA?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, I watched that whole series really closely this summer, actually. Went back to try to figure out what happened. Like for game one and two that they won by whatever it was, 6-2, 7, whatever those, it could have been 14-2. I mean, they hit about three posts and they had some great chances. So they're just a real powerful, fast team. I watched San Jose at the start of last year very consistently because I'd never seen a team get off to a start like that. I don't know if you remember that, but in the first 15, 20 games of the season, there was nobody that looked like San Jose. They were so fast. So I'm not expecting them to be slow tomorrow, home opener. This will be a whole new level of speed.
Any thoughts on all the road teams that have been able to spoil a lot of home openers to start the year? There was about seven last
year, yeah.
Three of the four on opening day.
Yeah, I think everybody would prefer to start that first one on the road and then go back home for about 10. But, you know, I think there's less nerves. There's more of that excitement, like I think in Europe. There's more nerves, I think, for the home team. And there is on opener night. And we jumped on a team that was nervous last night and made the best of it. Other than that, the whole home road thing is going to settle into an 82-game grind here pretty quick.